Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
How to spot bargains. Don't be afraid of like T-junctions, like big streets. It's like the house is beside a church or beside a temple. You know, those are the ones that actually you get a great deal on. You know, actually, like people say, like, so I'll tell you a story, like that I learned. I was listening to my coworkers talk about it. They're like, yeah, you know, like the Chinese or the Asian group, they really care about feng shui and all that. It's on a T-junction. I can't, you know, it's for my fortune. It's really important. Like, I can't have it on a T-junction. And then all of a sudden, the seller reduces the price, and they're like, oh, I want it. Well, what fortune? I don't believe in feng shui. I want it. I buy it. And I was like, okay. So what I realized is, first, like, some people use feng shui to use it towards their advantage to get a better price. And then number two, what I learned in feng shui is there's multiple perspectives on feng shui. So Hong Kong feng shui is different from mainland Chinese feng shui, which is different from Taiwanese feng shui. And then it's like, oh, if it's like, I don't know, like you just add in your own superstition and then like, you know, it's so subjective, right? It's so subjective. So I don't really, yeah. There are some people that really, really believe in feng shui, but then there are those who just use it. And then those who really believe in it also know that there's ways to counter the feng shui. Oh, it's on the T-junction, I just put a lion there. You know, I just put a wall here, and I put a lion here, and I put a cat with the like hand here, and then all of a sudden counters it. So there's, like, what I know about feng shui is there's ways to counter it. So, you know, that's interesting for me to learn.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.